WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up. Today we're diving deep into something that affects every single one of us, our relationship with food. You know, that dance between cravings, guilt, satisfaction, and sometimes, well, let's be honest, that roller coaster of emotions that comes with the whole eating experience. I'm Leo Weston, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, and trust me, when it comes to food, there's a lot to unpack. Ever feel like you're constantly battling your cravings? Like you're at war with your willpower every time you walk past the cookie jar? Or maybe you find yourself overeating, even when you're not physically hungry. We've all been there, right? It's like we're caught in this cycle of wanting to be healthy and feeling good, but then, bam, the pizza delivery guy shows up at your doorstep with a mountain of cheesy goodness. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from these patterns? To develop a truly mindful relationship with food, one that nourishes both your body and your soul? That's exactly what we're diving into today. 5 key takeaways that will change the way you think about eating for good. First up, pay attention, people. Seriously, put down your phone, turn off the TV, and actually taste your food. Feel the textures, savor the flavors, and appreciate each bite as a gift. Think of it like this. Eating shouldn't be a mindless autopilot process. It should be a conscious experience that you truly enjoy. Number 2. Slow down. We live in a fast-paced world where everything is go, go, go. But when it comes to eating, we need to hit the brakes. Chew your food thoroughly, take your time, and listen to your body's signals of fullness. You know that feeling when you're comfortably satisfied, not stuffed? That's what we're aiming for. Next up, ditch the labels. Foods aren't inherently good or bad. It's all about balance, moderation, and listening to your own needs. Craving a slice of pizza? Go for it. But maybe pair it with a big salad and some veggies. The key is to create a healthy and sustainable relationship with food that works for you. Number 4. Fuel your body, not just your cravings. It's easy to fall into the trap of emotional eating, reaching for comfort foods when we're stressed or bored. But true nourishment comes from choosing foods that make you feel good physically and mentally. Think fruits, veggies, whole grains, lean protein, the building blocks of a healthy and vibrant body. And finally, be kind to yourself. This journey isn't about perfection. It's about progress. There will be ups and downs, slip-ups, and moments where you crave that extra slice of cake. That's okay. Just learn from those experiences and keep moving forward. Remember, every small step counts. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine yourself sitting down to dinner. You're at home, maybe with your loved ones or enjoying some quiet time alone. But this isn't just any meal. It's a mindful experience. You take a moment to appreciate the food before you, noticing the vibrant colors, the inviting aromas, and the textures that await your senses. As you savor each bite, you pay attention to how it makes you feel, the warmth spreading through your body, the satisfaction of being well nourished, the simple pleasure of a delicious meal. See? It's not about deprivation, it's about savoring every moment and cultivating a deeper connection with what you eat. So remember these key takeaways. Practice conscious eating. Slow down and savor each bite. Ditch the labels. Fuel your body with wholesome foods. And most importantly, be kind to yourself throughout this journey. This isn't just about changing your diet, it's about transforming your relationship with food. It's about finding joy in nourishing your body and honoring your hunger cues. With a little practice and mindful intention, you can unlock a world of delicious possibilities and cultivate a healthier, happier relationship with the incredible gift that is food. So go ahead, take those first steps towards mindful eating, and remember, every bite counts. I'll be here cheering you on as you embark on this amazing journey. Don't forget to share your thoughts, experiences, and any aha moments you have along the way. Hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, life is too short to eat boring food.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.